Russian. Yulia Navalny was involved in the Noon Against Putin movement. The late opposition leader backed the demonstration before he died, which involves people turning up to the polls at midday to show they are anti-Putin. Hundreds of people were outside the Russian embassy in London earlier, including Dmitry Moskovsky.
After the Navalny's death, they've really realised that this regime is crossing the line, that this regime is no more legitimate.
Steve Harley, the frontman of Cockney Rebel, has died at the age of 73. Known for the hit Make Me Smile, he'd recently cancelled tour dates to undergo treatment for cancer. Police in Manchester have launched a murder investigation after a 57-year-old man was hit by a Land Rover. Emergency services were called to Bestwick yesterday following reports of an unresponsive victim. A cabinet minister has insisted Rishi Sunak will lead the Conservatives into the general election. Meanwhile, the Lib Dem leader has told his spring conference that the poll can't come soon enough. A volcano has erupted in Iceland again for the fourth time since December. The country's Met Office equivalent says there's no disruption to flights despite bright orange lava seen spewing into the night sky. Sport: Chelsea are taking on Leicester for a place in the FA Cup semi-finals. Live to George Alderman at Stamford Bridge.
And from nowhere, Leicester back in with a shout. A terrible mistake from Axel Disasi, who's lobbed his own goalkeeper with a back pass at the start of the second half. Before that, Chelsea comfortably in front, and they should have been ahead by more. Raheem Sterling missing a penalty and another good chance. He atoned for it just before half-time, though, setting up Cole Palmer for a tap-in after Mark Cucurella gave the hosts an early lead. Chelsea 2, Leicester City 1.
Manchester United and rivals Liverpool meet at Old Trafford later. In the Scottish Premiership, Rangers say they're extremely disappointed after their match at Dundee was postponed. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And the fabulous Tony Smith, who said he'd finished. Well, I've tied him into the chair and he's going to help me twiddle the flashing knobs, aren't you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's still here. And it's St. Patrick's Day. So, Tony, shall we party?
We've got a party, haven't we?
Oh, come on, Tony. Let's get started.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Lose our inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me down. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, get it started, get it started, get it started. Let's get it started, ha, let's get it started in here.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid,
I'm out.
Get started,
I'm out.
Get started.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Mr. Dale at the gate and we'll bring the bugged out drill. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your kids stand still, twist and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get started,
come on,
get started.
Started Black Eyed Peas 2004, and I'm playing it for will.i.am's birthday, which was on the 15th of March. This was the first single to sell over 500,000 digital downloads in the USA. And of course, will.i.am has been on The Voice UK since 2012. He's fabulous, isn't he, Tonal?
Yeah, I think he's the original member.
From the beginning.
Yeah, he's great on it.
Yeah, he is. He's brilliant. Okay, so that's all about will.i.am, but shall we play a Terence Trent D'Arby number? This is Sign Your Name. Sign Your Name, Terence Trent D'Arby, was a UK number two, playing it for Terence Trent D'Arby's birthday, which was on the 15th of March. And next to Wishing Well, this song was his biggest single hit. And he was once heralded as the rival to Prince and Michael Jackson. Do you remember that time?
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Just disappeared.
He disappeared all of a sudden. What was that about?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Terence. That was great. He had a great career, looked amazing, brilliant voice, and disappeared.
And great tracks as well.
Great tracks. And for a time he lived as a recluse in Milan with his Italian wife and their two sons. But he resumed his music career, releasing the album Live from the Ruins 2019 and completed his most recent tour, the Fallen Angel Tour, also in 2019. Dates for a 2024 European tour, the Pegasus and the Swan, will be announced soon. Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Because he's back on the circuit.
Is he going out?
And when you're that talented, why would you leave?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Is he going out as Terence Trent, or is he?
I don't know.
Because he did change, as you say,
he changed his name, didn't he? But people know him as Terence Trent D'Arby.
Yeah, well, Wishing Well was big as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Okay. But this is it. He obviously wasn't happy, was he? So, you know what? I think I'm going to play next. Don't Worry, Be Happy. Bobby McFerrin.
It's a great track.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'll give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried, I'm happy.
That was Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin. 1988 was a UK number two. I'm just having a laugh with Tony. I said, it's really difficult to learn the lyrics to this, isn't it? It's like, don't worry, Be happy. And I'm playing it for Bobby McFerrin's birthday, which was on the 11th of March, and this was the first a cappella song to reach number one in the Billboard Hot 100 chart in America. Bobby recorded it using only his body to make all the sounds. Not a lot of people knew that.
No, you wouldn't think so, would you, when you listen to it?
No, but he did.
But then when you listen, now I know, I'm picking out the different parts.
Well, now you know you were trying to do it in the studio.
My body parts.
You were slapping your body bits.
That'd be my head. That's easy to slap, that one.
And the phrase, don't worry, be happy, was first coined by Indian guru Meher Baba. And Bobby saw it on a poster and thought it was the perfect philosophy on life, which I think it is.
Yeah.
But I saw, which I never thought about it before, but I saw this quote. I can't remember who it was from. I remember reading it, and it said, what is the point of worrying? And then you take yourself out and you go, yeah, what's the point of worrying? You can either do something about it or you can't, but what is the point of worrying? I thought that was quite profound, so I take that and don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you can do something about it.
You can't, really.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, your brain's wired that way, isn't it? You're
not mine anymore. You know? Not since I read that. I went, nope.
Nope,
not worrying. Nope.
Just be happy.
Just be happy. That's it. And did you know that George W. Bush used it in his presidential campaign, this song, but had to stop when McFerrin objected?
They all object, didn't they?
They all object.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah. And Bobby has won 10 Grammy Awards during his career and is currently touring Canada. Okay, should we play a Jackson's number?
Yeah, why not?
Are you ready to dance, Tone?
I'm ready as ever.
You're going to bust some moves here. This is Blame It on the Boogie.
Sunshine, ain't nobody
That was Blame It on the Boogie, the Jacksons, 1978, was UK number 8. And I'm playing it for Marlon Jackson's birthday, which was on the 12th of March. Marlon is the 6th child of the Jackson family. There were 10 altogether, 7 boys and 3 girls. That's a whopping family. Well done to the mum. Originally a member of the Jackson 5, the band were obliged to change their name to the Jacksons when they left Motown record label and moved to Epic Records in 1975. And Marlon is also famed for running the major broadcasting corporation NBC, which was a religious network. He then went on to achieve success in real estate, and he now runs the Study Peace Foundation to promote peace and unity worldwide. That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
But this is interesting. The song's writer, Mick Jackson, was born in Yorkshire and is no relation to the Jacksons.
No, I didn't know that.
So Mick Jackson, who's not a relation,
that was
wrote this song.
That was not a lot of people know this moment.
I should have done. Not a lot of people know this. He wrote the song, Mick Jackson wrote the song in the hope Stevie Wonder would record it. Although Mick did record the track himself. Before it could be released, a member of the Jacksons entourage secretly got hold of the recording and gave it to the Jacksons. The race to release the track became known in the press as the Battle of the Boogie.
I could see Stevie Wonder doing a version of that, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of got that, it's got his voice, you can kind of sing it in his voice just listening to it, can't you?
Well, Mick wanted Stevie.
There you go.
You know, and then the Jacksons got hold of it, and the press loved it. One song, two versions involving two Michael Jacksons. The songs were released within days of each other, with Mick Jackson's being more soulful. But both proved popular in the charts.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. 2 for 1. That's good. Okay, let's play a Neil Sedaka number. This is Laughter in the Rain.
Starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of a hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. I'm feeling happy inside.
Laughter in the Rain, Neil Sedaka, 1974. That's a beautiful song, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is.
I've heard it for ages,
I know. It's such a great song as well. And I'm playing it for Neil Sedaka's birthday, 13th of March. Elton John helped make this an American hit for Sedaka. It was first released here in the UK. And unbelievably, Sedaka had been struggling to get an American hit following Bad Girls in 1963. So Elton collaborated with Neil quite a bit. And he also sang backup on Sedaka's songs Bad Blood and Stepping Out. Not a lot of people knew that, Tom. And I remember meeting Neil Sedaka, and I was at one of the concerts with Sue Pollard.
Right.
Who I have just left.
Yes,
who
you have.
I am going to go and see after. And she's absolutely mad and gorgeous. And she's got, like, Tony was sitting here with this Irish Guinness hat on, and she's wearing it. I love her.
We're all in green today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are all in green for St. Patrick's Day. To be sure, to be sure.
To be sure.
As my friend Rosemarie would say, Jace, Vicky, is that you?
Very good.
And I go, hello, Rosemarie. Because that's how she speaks really deep. She goes, Vicky, how do you know it was me? Who else has got that voice? And also, he did come to one of the Heritage Do's. And, I mean, just a lovely bloke. And a privilege to have met him. Such a fabulous singer. Where is he now? Is he not doing... Yeah, Neil Sedaka.
I'm watching telly, probably. No, he's listening to the show.
To the show. No, that was the cue. That was the cue, Tony, and you missed it.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Lovely to see you. See you soon.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, should we do an Elvis Presley?
We got to, haven't we?
We've got, and this one, we've got a boogie again now.
It is. It's a
this bigger. Is Jailhouse Rock. Jailhouse Rock, Elvis Presley, 1957, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, was UK number one, and I'm playing it for writer Mike Stoller's birthday, which was on the 13th of March, and obviously Tony was doing the Elvis Presley moves.
Yeah, I do like a bit of Elvis Presley.
You do?
Thank you very much. Well, it's a pleasure to be here at Phoenix FM.
Won't tell Aunt Mary or about Uncle John. Okay, we having an Elvis off?
I do love a bit of Elvis, though. My son goes mad, though, because I tend to play it in the car.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. My goodness, yeah, go on, tell us the story.
He even the other day, he said to me, he wanted to take the CD out and throw it out the window. I was like, how dare you?
How many times do you play that LP in the car?
Well, I've got this one CD in the car, so if there's nothing on the radio, I just keep playing it. The same 12 tracks over and over again.
And does the son know all of the lyrics now?
No, he doesn't listen. He just throws a wobbly. I have got other Elvis CDs. I just haven't had time to get them out and put them in the car. So just this one.
But you do love Elvis.
Yeah, I do love Elvis.
You do love Elvis.
Puts me in a good mood when I'm driving. So.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Something that makes you happy. Songwriters Lieber and Stoller were given clips of the film to write 4 songs because it was used in the film Jailhouse Rock, which was considered the best of Elvis's 31 films. And as soon as the producers heard Jailhouse Rock, it was obvious to them it would be a hit, so the name of the film was changed to match the title of the song, because the film was originally called Ghost of a Chance. That's not a good title.
No, it's not. I mean, none of the films were particularly big budget. Some of them...
They should have been, because Elvis was in it.
Yeah, but back then he kind of just started out and he was doing well, but they just pushed him into the films.
Knee movements.
And they was making so many of them. G.I. Blues was a good film as well.
Okay. Tony did do a bit of a knee movement, but he's got bad back.
It's more of a wheelchair one, isn't it?
So he wouldn't do the whole thing. But Elvis was so big in America when this song was released that 3 out of the top 5 best-selling hits of the year were his. All Shook Up, Jailhouse Rock, and Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Yeah,
God, you can sing it, Tone. You know them
baby,
all.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was really good. Okay, there's also a mention for DJ Fontana, who was drummer for Elvis for many years. It would have been his birthday on the 15th of March. And it was Ray Walker's birthday, 16th of March. And he was a member... he is a member of Elvis's backing group, the Jordanaires. And, oh, actually, I saw the Jordanaires perform with Freddie Starr in an audience with Freddie Starr. Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant.
That was mad.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah, great clips. It's on YouTube as well.
I mean, Freddie, absolutely bonkers, anyway. But lovely bloke.
Yeah, done a mean Elvis.
He did do a mean Elvis, and he had the white suit and everything. Mm. You know, and he was, you know, he used to pack out wherever he went. You know, and then so he threw maggots down Faith Brown's cleavage.
I remember that.
We are talking real maggots. And she was screaming. And he was like, yeah, this is part of the
show. I remember that. I remember the Jordanaires when they came on, because he was a big fan of Elvis, and he brought them on. And then he'd done the song with them, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And which was great. He sung the song. I know he kind of messed around a little bit to make them laugh, but it was great to see that the singers with him on the same stage. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great evening. Although it was mad, it was great.
Was that an audience with?
Yeah, audience with.
Was you in the audience?
Yeah, I was in the audience, yeah. Ah. So loads of celebrities.
Next time I watch it, I'm going to be looking out for
you. Yeah, look for me. Yeah. I think you might get a profile. Somewhere there. Okay, let's play a Candy Staton number. This is Nights on Broadway.
I'm standing in the dark.
Okay, that was Nights on Broadway, Candy Staton, 1977, written by the Bee Gees. It was UK number 6, and I'm playing it for Candy Staton's birthday, which was on the 13th of March. Okay, Tony, what was her best-known single?
It was the year before, 1976, Young Hearts Run Free.
Correct.
Yeah, I thought
very
it was much.
Good. And for your next points?
Do you know, I play, it's one of those songs that's still going strong. When I play that normally at a gig, because it's got a great start, and then everyone starts. It's still as strong as it was, that song. It's really good.
Yeah, great song, great singer. And she's a deeply committed Christian, and she formed her own gospel recording label. She is now 83, and Candy has been performing for over 6 decades.
Yeah,
and
mad.
Has earned herself the title of First Lady of Southern Soul. Mm. And she performed recently. Do you know where that was, Tom?
Yeah, Glastonbury, the Legend Stage. And
that was 2023.
Went down really well as well. People loved it.
And who is it this year?
Shania Twain,
yeah. I love her.
Yeah, it's going to be good as well. This year's Glastonbury, we were talking about it on my show, it's going to be good. It's very
She's
poppy.
She's gorgeous looking as well, Shania Twain.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
Yeah. All right, calm down, Tony.
She was on a programme not long ago where she was a judge. I was just trying to think what it was called.
Yeah, it was on the Britain's Got Talent thing.
Yeah, yeah, she was a guest judge for a while.
Beverly Knighton.
That's right.
Yeah, she was really good on that. Okay, shall we play a Shane Ritchie number? Right, this is one from an actor. This is I'm Your Man.
Never had, baby. I'm your man.
That was I'm Your Man, Shane Ritchie, written by George Michael, was a UK number two. And I'm playing it for Shane Ritchie's birthday, which was on the 11th of March. Originally a hit for Wham, but Shane recorded this for Children in Need in 2003. And it was the 17th best-selling single of the year. Multi-talented, he remains one of our best-loved entertainers. He's a really lovely bloke. I've known him forever. He is probably best known as Alfie Moon in EastEnders, a role he has played on and off since 2002. He even won the British Soap Awards Sexiest Male 3 years running. Well done.
Well done.
Shame. But he's, how good was that? We were listening to it, and Tony's listening to it, going, yeah, it's really good.
Surprisingly good,
isn't
it?
His voice is really good. Yeah. I mean, he's a performer. And he's good at acting. I mean, I love him as Alfie Moon in EastEnders as well.
Yeah, he's great. Portrays it really well.
Multi-talented. I like it when it happens to nice people.
Yeah.
They can be successful. But, yeah, not a lot of people knew he could sing that well, Tom.
No, I didn't know he could sing.
You do now.
When I was looking at it on the playlist, I thought, I was trying to think who it was. I thought perhaps...
You thought it was Shane Warne.
Yeah, because you said EastEnders. I thought, oh, Shane Warne came to mind. Yeah. And I didn't realise when I see the I'm Your Man, it was a Wham cover. So it was good to hear it.
Well done, Shane Ritchie. Brilliant. Yeah, he does go out. He goes out with the group, like, quite a bit as well. Yeah, it's good. And shall we play a James Taylor number? This is Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you fire.
That was Fire and Rain, James Taylor, written by James Taylor, was UK number 42, and I'm playing it for James Taylor's birthday, which was on the 12th of March. The song that made Taylor a star and one of the first big singer-songwriter hits. This set the trend for the likes of Carly Simon, Elton John and Billy Joel. And James was married to Carly Simon for 11 years, from 72 to 83. Was it Carly that did "You're So Vain"?
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one knew who she was singing about. You. "You're so vain. I bet you think this song is..." That's you, Tom.
Yeah.
And Carly was known to have romantic liaisons, so no one knew who it was. Was it Warren Beatty? Was it Mick Jagger? Was it Kris Kristofferson? Jack Nicholson? And Cat Stevens? So she went out with all of them.
That's a big list, isn't it?
That's a good list.
Yeah, it's a good list.
That's a high-profile list. But do you know who she turned down, Tony?
Let's make...
Not a lot of people know this.
Let's make this list great again.
Yes. Who was it?
Trumpy.
Correct. That's because I told you.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have known.
She turned down Donald Trump. Okay. And the parents of singer Taylor Swift are big fans of James's music, so much so they named their daughter after him. So I didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
Taylor Swift was named after James Taylor. And James is touring Japan this spring. So you learn something new every day, Tony.
Yeah, that's an interesting bit of information. I didn't know that.
No, I never put the two together. Taylor Swift, James Taylor.
No.
See? Now, this next song was hysterical. For any of you watching Red Nose Day, the fact that this is, I'll just play it, this is Battle of the Sex Gods. Lenny Henry and Tom Jones doing a duet for Red Nose Day. And Tom Jones and Lenny Henry drop the sex bomb video.
We're playing it?
Yeah. I'm finished now.
I was waiting for you to go, take it away.
The Red Nose Day, which was Friday the 15th. I'm ready to get deep down and sexy at night time. I'm ready to get deep down and sexy every night. Every night? Yeah. Goddamn show off. All right, Tom, now remember, this first round is just our mic technique and butt wiggling. And we got to shake our booties a lot. Yeah, that's right, Tom. Let's see who's gonna win this. Go for it, baby. I take whatever I want. And baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me, I've got something for you. Come on, come on, come on, and let's do it. Come on, and baby, do what you do.
Oh! When he normally performed this shit?
That was Battle of the Sex Gods. Lenny Henry and Tom Jones, 1991. And I'm playing it for Red Nose Day, which was Friday the 15th. So Lenny Henry hosted the show for the last time. He co-founded the charity 39 years ago with Richard Curtis, writer, producer and film director. He did Four Weddings, a Funeral, Notting Hill. Over 40 million has been raised this year so far. But since Sir Lenny Henry has hosted this from the first event, the charity then known as Comic Relief, has over 1.5 billion has been raised. And it was really sort of emotive because, you know, he was obviously, like, remembering how much good has that man done, you know, to people all over the, for people all over the world. And he got a little bit too tearful, and it was just a joy to watch him. And I'm sad that he's leaving, because think he is.
Well, I mean, this was 33 years ago, this come out.
Yeah, and he's been doing it and raising money and making sure, and people just love him. And at one time, the Sport Relief alternated with Comic Relief. I did do Sport Relief. I did it with Terry Alderton, Essex comedian. And I played a receptionist and and ended up in a table tennis contest. That was hysterical. And then Terry came on impersonating Tina Turner, miming to Proud Mary. It was brilliant. But this, they showed this excerpt on this Red Nose Day recently, all the best bits, and it was hysterical. So you've got Tom Jones and you've got Lenny Henry dressed up in all the sparkly gear, you know, a bit Elvis Presley-ish, with these huge cod pieces which are like giant pink round balls.
Cod pieces.
And they are gyrating and thrusting.
Chocolate soda balls.
And it was, yeah. It was. Don't be rude, Tony. And it was hysterical. You've got to watch it. Like, for those of you that haven't seen this, you've got to watch this dance off. But I had to play it because it was just, it was. And also, Lenny Henry was really good vocally, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about that song, the Isaac Hayes. We played it last year, didn't we? Isaac Hayes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The, yeah. The chocolate song.
Oh, I love chocolate.
He sounds a little bit
he
like
sounded
that.
A bit. Mm. No, but he's got a really, he's got a really deep voice, you know, and it was really, but a good singer, again. But not as good as Tom, because when Tom let rip, that was it.
Yeah, it was all over.
Tom, it was all over.
Yeah.
No one is as good.
He was holding back for a little bit, then he kind of boom.
Yeah, he let Henry have a bit.
Just let
and
him
then
go.
He went, no, Henry.
Yeah, stand back. Let me
stand back.
This is how it should be done.
You've got to watch it. You have to watch it. You haven't seen it, have you, Doug?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, no, but you will. Okay, should we play a more moderate number now?
Yes, let's calm down it.
Let's calm down a bit. This is Nat King Cole, Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me, never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Thank you.
unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole, 1951, playing for what would have been Nat King Cole's birthday, which would have been on the 17th of March. The original's title was Uncomparable, but the record company asked Irving Gordon, who wrote it, to change it. And there's been numerous versions of this song, but Nat King Cole's is the most popular by far, with the arrangement by Nelson.